Before the episode begins, I'd like to talk to you about Health.Tech, a unique conference happening at the International Congress Center in Munich on June 5 and 6, blending top-tier content and exclusive opportunities to meet leaders and founders from the health tech ecosystem. The event is co-founded by EIT Health, Roche, and Bitton Brettles, the team that created one of the largest founders festival of the same name, which Michelle Obama, Richard Branson, and Jessica Alba, just to name a few, attended. Their idea for Health.Tech was simple. Take the ingredients that made Bits and Pretzels so successful and apply them to the health sector. The result is a unique conference where more than 3,500 participants representing payers, providers, patients, startups, investors, and corporates connect, share insights, and join forces to catalyze growth opportunities in health tech. 2 days to think and act together on the future of health. I joined the event the last 2 years, and for 2024, I'm honored to be among the selection of thought leaders who act as ambassadors on behalf of Health.Tech. To secure your ticket, head over now to health.tech/tickets and get 20% off with the code MATHIEUC20, that is MATHIEUC in capital letters, underscore 20. I look forward to seeing you there. Now back to the episode. Welcome to Impulse, the podcast where we dive into the most exciting breakthroughs in healthcare of our time. In each episode, I sit down with some of the most brilliant minds that are using technology to rethink the way we care. Inspiring and passionate to tell you all about their innovation and how it will impact the lives of millions. My name is Matthew Chafford. I'm a biomedical engineer and medical technology enthusiast. And in this podcast, we take the pulse of this incredible field. Welcome to Impulse.
If you have someone who's about to die because he cannot find a suitable bone marrow donor, or you have a woman who, for natural reason, or just because he actually got chemotherapy and she overcame cancer, but her ovarian reserves are so low that she doesn't have eggs. So do these individuals have the right to give, with the knowledge and full consent as adults, stem cells and make embryo models from their cells to day 40 or day 70, depending on the organ that is needed, and take pills and save his life, or being able to make her own eggs so that she can go to a regular fertility clinic and, with her husband to experiment. So that is, I think, the scenario. As scientists, I think what is really important, at least for me, is really make sure that the public, its decision is based on facts. They can maybe decide, no, we don't want this, but it to be decided on facts. If they want to rule this out because they think this is somebody is going to steal a cell from me and put it inside the uterus and clone me, that shouldn't be the case, because that's actually not possible, okay? And this is actually it's a very justified concern. I mean, the public is not scientists, and it's our duty to explain why this is not possible. As I told you, even for natural embryos, after the 64-cell stage, even for natural embryos from any mammalian species, if you put it inside the uterus, so even if you wanted to break the law, it would never work because they cannot implant. And the final comment on that, we should also be imaginative, and we're something or experimentalists, is that, so now we're trying to make embryo model as much as possible similar to the real embryo. But then we can also make embryo models that are developmentally restricted, meaning they have no heart tissue and no brain tissue. And for many bioethicists or religious people, you will say, well, there's no cognition, there's no sense of pain. Even at later stages, this cannot be a viable human being / person. It's very early, we're not there yet, but it's good that we're starting these discussions there so that if this becomes relevant, we are ready, we're discussing this, we know what the society wants to be there. And so I don't think there's red alarm to kind of sound a siren at the moment, and not even in the close future. But we should be having those discussions also to alleviate any concern of the public and also get feedback from the public.